Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. We have a great, great topic, walking out your full potential. But before we jump in to the topic, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the month of January. We have Purpose, an album by John Mark Howard, and you can go find Purpose at johnsmusic.net, that's J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Or you can purchase his CD on any digital outlet. I'm telling you guys, John Howard is the bomb.com. His music, he has the worship, he has the fast beats, whatever mood you're in, he has music for you. So go out and look for Purpose on any digital outlet or John's, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Then we have Peace, Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile Prayer Journal, and that's by Lisa L. Dalton. And you can find hers on Amazon.com. I'm telling you, her prayer journal is so, so beautiful. She takes you all the way back to childhood and brings you to the present. And so it's a journey to a spouse. It's called Finding Peace Within. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where she takes care of all of your hair care and beauty needs. So she is your one-stop shop for hair care, beauty, natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, and lashes, makeup, and so much more. So dial in or call and schedule an appointment with Roz today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. That's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. If you visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, that's Unique Expression without an S, bydesign.com. And Angelique can take care of all of your needs for anything that needs to be customized. So if you need pens, cups, mugs, whatever it is that you need, T-shirts, pencils, something to customize your thing for your business or personal needs, she can take care of you. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. The music is available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And then finally, we have InspiredJewelsForYou.com. And last but not least, I almost forgot about it. Hi, everybody. And last but not least, we have It's All About Me stage play coming up April 21st and 22nd. Go out on Eventbrite. Find out about it, guys. I'm the place. Y'all got to come and see me. It's On Friday. That's fine. You know, I'm not starring anything, but we're going to have a good time with it. It is a great, great play. So you got to come out to the Port of Sanford building. It's April 22nd, 21st and 22nd. They have two shows, one on the 21st, one on the 21st. Walking out your full potential. It's time to stop existing and start living a life that God has called you to. Talk about this next week, about finding and walking out the purpose. So we have our awesome, awesome guest, my spiritual mother here, Apostle Zoe. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. Amen. So the topic again, walking out your full potential. So I want you to introduce yourself to the guest.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited to be on Fire to Inspire. I know you guys have really been inspired since you've been following Ms. Lee Butler. And so I am here to join with her today just to start our new year. We're pushing you guys. But I am her apostle. I am Apostle Andrea Zoe Lett. And I am a pastor of Kingdom Works International. I co-pastor with my husband.
Amen, amen. So we're excited about having her. I'm telling you, you need to get a pen and a paper because there may be some powerful, I know there's going to be some powerful nuggets that she's going to leave with us. So the ticket again is walking out the potential. So before we jump in, I need you to hit share and share this with your friends, your followers, so that they can be in line with this. Because again, 2018 is our year of the kingdom, year of our Father. Father being glorified through us. But it's time to walk out your full potential. So that's the topic tonight. And she will give us some powerful nuggets. So just broadcast us, let us know, that our friends and family know that, hey, you need to listen to this woman of God. So this is walking out your full potential. What does that topic mean to you?
Well, potential means, and a lot of us, you know, some of us, we kind of know a few things that we have, you know, we have in us, and a lot of us really, really much we have on the inside of us. And so this will be the year that if you are born again, you are a believer, or one that trusts in the Lord, he is going to bring out those abilities that you didn't know. So I'm very, very excited about that. It also with your capacity. A lot of times people don't realize how much they have in them and how much room like that. In them to be able to bring forth more than what they're producing right now. Mm-hmm. So
she said people don't understand that they have the capacity, they have the room on the inside of them. And I have people tell me all the time, what I go to the clock and that I have today. Mm-hmm. I read going to work, I look at the clock, I watch the clock, and right. I pray for Friday. I mean, that's living. That's
oh, I know. And let me tell you, I can give that testimony because I was for 15 years a pre-K teacher, and I love children, but I was actually at a Christian academy. So the thing that I really loved was that everything that I did based on the word of God really helped me there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I knew there was something else in me, something more. And just wasn't really sure exactly what it was.
Right.
But as I began to minister to the children, I had parents that would come to the children about the Word of God. And before you know it, you know, people begin to say, You're a preacher. And all I thought was, okay, I'm a pre-K teacher, I'm a mother, you know, and yes, I go to church, I do love the Lord. There was something else greater on the inside of me. And so I am no longer a PhD, but I'm a teacher still, but I am now teaching on another level. So God has a way of what you're doing now, of bringing you into, and it's training, because me teaching those children was training for doing now, which I didn't even realize. So it's a lot of stuff that's on the inside of us that we have, and we don't realize that it's going to take us somewhere else this year.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I can definitely relate to that. I see for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and I tell people all the time, it was like a big hole, in my soul that wasn't filled. Mm-hmm. And I had a lady come in time. She said, you know what? She said, have you ever noticed that when you talk, everybody stop and listen? She said, when you talk, everybody listen. Everything that you do, you're encouraging people, you're empowering mm-hmm. people, and you don't even try. That's mm-hmm. who you are. Mm-hmm. So I didn't understand it until later. As people, sometimes people see who you are before you see,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I start understanding as I've been under you for the last 5 years, you know, the gift of exhortation, the gifts mm-hmm. that I had that was like dormant. And just really, really start being birthed.
And you know, the thing, that gift that you have mm-hmm. has made room for you.
Yes.
It made room for you. It has brought you into fire to inspire, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
And it's opening doors to other arenas. And this earth, let me tell you, we live in a world right now where people need that encouragement.
Yes.
They need to be inspired.
Right.
They need that push because a lot of times, even being a believer, you know, just living in this world with so much negativity, that just be able to exhort and to it's inspire people is very key. It's like motivation. It's motivation. So I believe at the beginning of the year, the Lord said this to me. He said, 2018 will be a year where it will be undeniable glory. It will be the people have just been calling out to me and believing and trusting. He says, but a lot of, he's allowed other things to go before. He said, but this will be the year, will be the year of your God. And so he said, tell the people to begin to boast in that. So begin to boast in what the Lord is going to do. And what else he said is that this is the year that revealing goodness is going to come forth out of us. Again, yes. That's that potential.
Yes.
Coming to that sense that we may realize, we may not realize. I'm telling you, this ain't the year that you're going to have to worry. You're going to have to really be observed who you are. This is the year that God himself is going to begin to bring things up out of you and going to say, well, I didn't even know that I had that in me. I didn't realize that. So it's going to be riches that's going to come forth this
Amen.
Year.
Mm-hmm. So, God, I'm telling you, get your pills ready. I mean, just go up. So, you know, we were talking about that, you know, that big hole. And so I always give the analogy of a flower bud. Mm-hmm. And that bud was closed up. And when you get under the right teaching and leader, then that bud starts opening up and that flower becomes a flower.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I feel I have been, because it was like I was not perfect anybody out because I didn't understand my identity.
Right.
I would not do a lot of things that I do comfortably
because
I didn't understand who I was. And so when you're walking out this full potential, you're understanding who you are. That thing is going to be birthed so easily.
You know, let me say something that you said. You said being up under the right leader.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, this year we're going to have to really we're really going to have to connect with leadership, because, see, leadership is not going anywhere. God ordered it. Amen. So every leader, every person is born again. You need to be connected to the right spiritual authority, because what they will do is they'll be able to see your potential even when you can't see it.
Amen.
They'll see it. And in their authority in the realm of the spirit, you begin to see those things and dormant in you that you don't even know that you have, that you were born with. So when I tell you that to allow your leader to speak into your life, because they can call those things not, and God will make room for you. It's going to be, I'm telling you guys, with everything on the Bible, I'm saying to you, this is going to be great. I'm not saying that there won't be challenges, there won't be testing and trials, but what God is saying shall overrule it in 2018. Amen.
So I'm going to tell you one more time. Go ahead and share this broadcast. Share this. If you're listening by the radio show, we are also on Facebook Live. If you want to tune in and watch us on Facebook Live, we are actually on Facebook Live. So you have three ways you can connect. You are on Facebook Live. Just log in 929-777-2178. Now we open up the lines in a few minutes for questions. We do this in a few minutes via phone, internet link, or Facebook Live. We are live. That's for the people who are listening to radio. And again, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. We are live with my special guest, Crystal Monk, Zoe Lett. We're so excited and so happy to have her, because, guys, it's time to walk in the fullness of who God is calling you to be. So, you know, in talking about being the right leaders and the right spiritual authority, because there were things that you told me that I had, and I was like, really? You know? And so as you spoke it, I started seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So many are, you know, a God says it's time to awaken.
Yes.
It's time to arise.
Yes. Tell me this about that. There is a parable that Jesus talked about. He talked about the stewards he gave knowledge to. And there was one that had one talent, one that had five talents, one that had ten. And he had two, the ten, to the five, he doubled it. But when it came to the guy that had the one talent, the guy didn't do anything with the talent. And so he had to take it from him. So this is the power that you have in you. Listen, you might not know all that you need to know, but step out on something, step out on a passion or a desire that you have had, and watch God multiply it and cause it to make room for you, get profit, benefit, and be a blessing.
Amen.
Be a blessing.
Amen. Girl, is it Friday yet? You know? Because there will be walk in their full potential. And one of the things I used to tell people was, I used to talk to them, I used to mentor kids all the time, still do it. But I would tell the kids, if you could figure out what you do for free, but you could make an honest living off of it, you would never feel like you would work there in your life. At this point, well, I'm just not, I enjoy the people that, you know, I would, but I didn't enjoy my job anymore. So I was like, let me take my own advice. I've helped you using your let me take my own advice. Let me walk in the things that God is calling me to. And sometimes it's hour, not
yes.
in this hour.
No.
So let's talk about what some people are allowing to hinder them from walking in their full potential.
Mm-hmm. You know that fear is expected, or feeling inadequate,
mm-hmm.
or feeling inferior,
mm-hmm.
feeling like you can't, you know, this is the fear of the unknown.
Right.
So it's a lot of things that will cause people not to step out, because even now I'm being challenged to really come out in business. Well, that's something I didn't even realize was in me.
Right.
And the Lord is now just put it within. So there's things that God is pressing in your spirit. Listen, that's an untapped ability that you seem like, okay, it's foreign. I don't really know too much about this. But I'm telling you, if you will just inquire of the Lord and then just begin to research on some things, I'm telling you, you'll
yeah.
just be amazed what comes out of it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, God is going to open the doors for us. He's going to supernaturally cause us to walk into things that was supposed to be out and be out.
Right.
So you're going to have a lot of supernatural help.
Amen.
A lot of supernatural help. I need y'all just to go ahead and just launch faith and receive that. Go ahead. Start expecting and looking to God, because God is going to show himself mightily this year, and no man will be able to say that it was a mighty power, but it's so it's our time to bring forth out of us such things that we can realize that.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we have a person saying, in order to become one must be willing to be uncomfortable. Amen. So I totally agree. Amen. I like that. That's Ms. Deborah Pierce, well, some doctor, she's a therapist, children's therapist. So thank you for that comment. So, yes, you know, and that was one of the things that the Lord told me. He said, it's time for you to get comfortable being comfortable. But how many of you know that have walked in millionaire status or walked in this great joy in a comfort zone?
And you got to expand. And expansion is not always comfortable. Most of the time, no expansion or stretching is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to expand us this year. He's going to stretch us this year to believe the things that we would normally not believe in. And let me just say this. I think we need to dream again.
Yes.
I think we need to dream again. And sometimes, you know, it seems like that's just foolishness. You know, all this screaming, but I'm telling you, it will bring forth some greatness out of you. It'll cause you to come out of the dimension, that level that you have been in. And so I just challenge you and encourage you to begin to dream the desire that you have had when you were younger, when it looked like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But he's going to bring some things to pass, and he's going to have all of, you know, this. Amen.
You know, God, you said something very key. For any person that's watching right now, I want you to type in that chat, I will dream again. I am again. What you want to do? Because it's time for you to dream again. Something somewhere between child and adult, forget what you said. I'm going to go back to my dream again, so you can live out what's already on the inside of you. You're already been qualified, you've already validated, and you're already adequate. God has already given it to you, because see, that's one of the things. Well, I don't think I know enough. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
So don't get caught up in, hey man, they're doing it, posting it. I don't get caught in, I don't have, or I don't know. You have Facebook. I mean, excuse me. You have Google. You have Bing. You have on the inside of you. Amen. She says, I'm dreaming and living right now. Girl, you better say that. You better say that. I am dreaming and living it right now. That's profound. Because, see, we have to speak, right? So, one of the things I posted the other day on Sunday when we left service, I said, you have to speak. So, next time, what are you thinking and what are you speaking? So let's be intentional. It's time to be intentional. It's time to intentionally, I learned this, intentionally see it before you see it. Mm-hmm. What is that? Go ahead and start praising God for what you already envisioned intentionally. Don't worry about, I don't have the money to do, because the supernatural is here on your behalf. So understand that it is time.
Being a believer in Christ Jesus is Christ is the door or the access for us to be able to move in and accomplish great things that we wouldn't have outside Christ.
Yes.
Amen. So listen, if you have Christ, if you have accepted him for who personally for yourself, he is saying to you tonight, you have access now to begin to walk in the, what we would call the impossible. He came to make possible. So listen, if he is dwelling inside of your heart by faith, then he also gives you faith for other things. So go ahead and know what you have. If you feel like you don't, you might feel like I don't have it, but it's not your feeling. It's about the faith you have in this person that has bring out of bondage, or to bring you out from under the curse of the law. So listen, I tell you, you're already empowered. Just have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you have to see it before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called faith. That means you can envision it, you can see it within you. And then you hold of that thing. And then it begins to come out through words and through actions. And before you know it, everything began to comply with that.
Amen.
That's the principle, y'all. That's the principle.
Amen. Amen. We got hearts that are loving. All right. We have another person come to something. When we get comfortable, they're like, hey, guys, we get comfortable. When we get comfortable, we have the tendency not to explore other possibilities that can bring on top of us. You better say that. You know, when you get comfortable, when you in that comfort zone, that comfort zone can become your prison.
Yes.
It can become your prison. I remember a friend I said one time, he said, there are so many people that have never been in jail before in their life, but they're imprisoned in their minds.
Yes. I was in prison us. And that's why the Bible says that any thought or anything you have imagined that comes in your imagination that goes contrary to Christ's set anointed one and his power, his ability. If that thought or imagination is your ability to capture the thought and to begin to pray upon, because it's not a thought that you should have once you come into Christ, because see, Christ came to liberate us. Mm-hmm. Liberty. What? Liberate us from the bad mindset happened for our lives. Mm-hmm. That right there, you can cast it down. Yeah. Because it's the old thing that's got to pass away from you so that you can tap that that's in you that is so great. That is so great.
I love it. I love it. And as you were talking about that you got to cast down what does and may come to you, and whoever, if it don't line up with the word and what God has said about you, or you know, your ex, whoever it is that player in your life that did not align up with the word, mm-hmm. go ahead and let that go too, because that thought don't belong to you. Those words were not of course. Mm-hmm. So understand who you are and what you carry. Walking now. Mm-hmm. You're walking in the now. You're not walking in the past. You're walking in the now. Because you remember how they said, you're walking forward, look into something. So there's no need to look back. You need to walk forward and look forward as you move forth in this full potential.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. We've had some other guests coming up here. We had, she's a believer, said access to the kingdom. Yes.
Yes.
External messages from our past, generational patterns, societal expectations and traditions that we somehow learn as the truth can definitely keep us bound.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And yeah. And you know, and it can be facts. It can't be truth. It can't be our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ comes to become our reality. Mm-hmm. So now he is what he's done for us. Have to come such a reality till we actually walk in that thing that we didn't realize was there.
Yes.
Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love how she did that. That
yes.
is really a
yes.
generational pattern.
Yes.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
So true. And that stuff is ingrained
mm-hmm.
in our behavior, mm-hmm. in our actions,
mm-hmm.
In our the way we speak, our language, our verbiage, and all of that. And that's the reason why Christ said, the Apostle Paul said, you have not learned Christ. Because when you truly learn Christ, then what happens is you begin to create new patterns.
Yeah.
And then those patterns begin to purge some things that really comes from a higher dimension. So, y'all, I'm telling you, it's time to live supernaturally.
Yeah.
Is going to start with our mind.
And you know, even when you're renewing the mind, societal something has been said,
yeah.
You gotta renew your mind for what happened. Yes, we're not negating that it didn't happen.
Right.
But you gotta get past, you can't get stuck in, oh, well, you don't know what kind of child I had. I was in foster care. You can't get caught in that place. Yeah,
right.
It happened. But that is no longer your reality. It's your reality. But now you come in the grave.
Yeah.
And understand that you are his child. You are a kingdom citizen. That's not your portion.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and intentionally see that your life is your reality.
And use the rest of this month of January to throw out some of these, she said, generational traditions, mm-hmm. beliefs, those things that does not line up with what you are now being in Christ anointing. You got to throw them out. And that does take work. Because
yeah.
sometimes just living out the day, and if you go back and just ponder on what you thought about the majority of the day, you'll find out it's just exactly like she said. Societal expectations, beliefs, traditions, generational patterns, mm-hmm. all of this stuff, everything on this. All that stuff has taken a toll mm-hmm. on our thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says you can't transform unless you do your mind.
Yes, yes. So you know what? I think it's time. Somebody posted, it's time to do a mind detox. It's a mind detox. So what we're doing.
Do a mental detox.
The mental detox. Okay. So, to do mental detox, that's just enemy. So, we collaborate.
Yeah, we're going to collaborate. Tonight.
So, with this mental detox, you're going to intentionally on the things that are intend to think on the thing that I am his child and everything he has for me is good. And think about Jeremiah 29, that everything is to give hope and a future. So everything, we're intentionally now putting those words in our thought process. And if you put it in your mouth, say it out of your mouth. Put it down. And put it on your mirror. Because see, when you go into the bathroom in the morning to get dressed, you got to go and see and brush your teeth or whatever. I am whatever he says that you are. You're no longer bound to your past. You're no longer bound to your profession. You're not that depression. You're not diabetic.
No.
You're not that lupus. You're not whatever it is that was there in your family. You don't owe them, don't know that illness, nothing, because
right.
You're coming to the health. Oh, he is.
The health that Christ is. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, sometimes when to church, they think they're just coming to a building with a bunch of people that have a lot of rules and regulations and guidelines to say you're Christian. Well, let me just say to you, that is not the intent of God. That was never the intent of God. The intent was for you to gain a greater understanding by hearing a good news that would actually transform life, and you become what you were before any and everything bad ever happened to you. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about a church. It's not about, you know, getting empowered through the word of God, you know, and the real word of God is nothing but Christ alone. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that this is going to be very good for us. We're like in the middle of January.
Yes.
And so I would say everybody needs to take a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, putting something in your mind through the word of God that you can meditate upon day and night.
Mm-hmm.
See, God told Joshua, he said, if you would meditate my word day and night,
mm-hmm.
you shall make your way successful.
Yes.
Y'all, look how powerful that is.
Yes.
I can just meditate on what he has said concerning my life, no matter what events I've had that has been terrible or devastating or detrimental to me. If I have an opportunity to be able to take upon his word in the day and the evening to where I can actually become the thought, then everything will begin to transform around me.
Oh, that's
powerful.
That is powerful.
And yeah, you might have to come against some thoughts because they'll come. You can't afford that. You've never been able to afford that. That kind of stuff comes through your mind. And you would have to say, hold on. Jesus just gave me access to wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Jesus said that he is heir of this world. And if I'm linked to him, I am now joined to heir. So that this in the world belongs to me. Now, Lord, I'm calling for the things that belong to me. So I begin to see myself as an heir, you know what, and not a person poverty stricken because how I grew up and what people say around me. That's how you transform. You transform.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes effort. That takes effort. You can't just lay on your couch and go to church once a week and get happy. No, that means now I got to start working on these results because as I think, so am I, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Y'all love it. Love it.
Oh, yeah. She said, Mom, we're starting our mind detox intentionally. So you know what's key about that? Tomorrow is day 17.
Okay.
31 days in the month. So
okay.
We have more weeks tomorrow. So you got 2 weeks for the next 2 weeks.
Well, let's add it like this, because I was told that if you anything for 21 days, anything 21 days,
yeah.
you create a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
You can break a habit, then you can create a habit.
Yeah.
It's established.
Yeah.
So can we, what
mm-hmm.
will be?
21 days, guys. So for the next 3 weeks, let's see. Somebody post 3 weeks from the next. from today would be maybe the 7th.
Okay.
Somebody post it. Let's see here. So if you are listening via the internet, we are live on well. We're on Facebook Live, and we are talking about reaching your full potential, walking out your full potential. And that starts with the renewing of the mind, capturing those mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
Capturing those mindsets. Let's see here. And hold on, guys, I'm getting some feedback that we're having some issues with the phone lines from the radio show. So give me just a moment. Okay. All right. So hopefully you guys can hear the question a little clearer because it's been some static. So we're going to be doing a spiritual mind box from tomorrow, January 17th to February. Did anybody post it? Because I didn't see it post. I think it's going to be February. I think that's 7th, if I'm counting it up. Let me look at my calendar.
Okay.
Any thoughts that try to visit you that don't line up with what God is about you, you go ahead and tell them. You know, Jack, I told
mm-hmm,
I tell some people.
I like that.
Yes, I told some people. I said, you know, the easy button from Facebook. Well, you have a spiritual read button. You can do it with a stamp. You can do it with a button. And so you say reject because that's not my thought. It belongs to me. Reject. So when something tries to come to you and say, you know what? But you know, you ain't out of this. This is what I am out of that. That's my reality.
Right.
That was my past, but that's not my present. And even if your present is not looking perfect, guess what? You are speaking forth what you want to say.
What mental detox will do,
yeah.
It will begin to bring forth new things,
mm-hmm.
which is potential.
Amen.
Decluttering, you know,
mm-hmm.
Thoughts and images of your thoughts that could hinder those potentials that's in you that you don't realize there or do, but those thoughts keep them from being able to flourish or come forth.
Wow.
So, I believe detox will help that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another thing that will help you during this detox, this mind detox, surround yourself with people that are positive.
Yeah.
You know, why walk into a people of a place of, put it like this, place of people when they're speaking negative, talking crazy. Don't surround yourself with that type of people while you're in this detox. You don't allow that to be into ear gates, you got to protect your ear gates, your eye gates, as you are coming into creating your truth to be out.
Yes, absolutely agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to really watch your conversation, emotions that can hinder your potential.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I learned it that everything that you see, you're either creating life or you're creating death. There's no in between. So, in between, guys. Sure you're not speaking in plain. Like, I used to say this all the time. Oh, you make me sick. I don't do that anymore. Because that is not speaking the life over my life and my health at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't talk about you making me sick, but then I'm speaking until they happen.
Exactly.
I'm trying to do that. I'm being intentional about my words.
Yeah.
Or I may say, girl, you silly. But I don't say, girl, you make me sick. No, I don't do that. About your words, even when planned, because your words are creating life.
Yes.
What words are you?
No.
Amen. Amen. Well, you have anything else to say while we're online? Let's say we're open.
No, I'm ready to talk to people.
Okay. So if you want to talk to us live, you're going to have to dial in at this number right here. 929-477-2178. And we're going to bring on if you have a question or a comment. We're going to be live with us. So we're going to flip over. So if you're on Facebook Live, give us just a moment because we're going to go to phone line. And we're still with you, so give us a moment. Okay. Press 1 if you're on Facebook, if you're wanting to. Press 1 if you actually have a question and you want to actually ask a question to us. Press 1 on the line. Again, Facebook Live people, if you want to participate in asking a question, everybody hear you. And we'll bring you live where you can ask the question or make a comment or this is going to whatever you want to share. So let me check. Guys, we're still live, so give me just a moment. All right. So they look a bit for every now. I hope you guys are absorbing these things because we're going to be doing this mind detox for every day. And what you guys can do, you can post something every day or whenever you think about something, maybe a scripture or an I am statement. That's how my book, Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations came about. Because I am, you need to understand who you are. Life and you see it manifest.
Yes.
Until you see
that's
it manifest and wellness. I am debt free. And she see it happen manifest. And I don't allow you to tell you anything else. We talked to a guest the other week, the counselor, and she said, don't allow anybody their opinion to be your truth. Don't allow anyone else's opinion to be your truth because it's not your truth. It does not belong with it. It does not belong with the word of God. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and hit your spiritual reject button or you go ahead and put your spirit stamp on it. So give me 2 months to see. If you have a question, guys, remember you got to dial in at 99-477-2178 and we will bring you live. But I tell you, Denise says, say that. I tell you, the thoughts belong to you. So something we've talked about so far, we're talking about that the things that walking out this full potential, the things are that you're walking out already on this. Sometimes you just know. You've already been equipped with it. He's already birthed it in you when you were, but been
on it. And yes, you know, those tapped abilities that's on the inside of you, they are for your success.
Yes.
They are for your success.
Yes.
And you got to know that. It is the best life in those that are around you. So you need to love yourself. It's good. Spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with you. A lot of times we really don't spend time with ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. We can be in a room by ourselves, but, you know, to see what's there. And again, that we need to do because it means open up those potentials.
Yes
they do.
Yes
they do. So yes, it's our season. It is our year. And I don't know how I can so express that, but when I tell you that I feel so good about this in my spirit, it's just a deep inner knowing about the Holy Ghost. The Spirit is a witness to, he'll bear witness with our inward person.
Yes.
So inward man realizes that it is going to be a great year for us. I'm talking about it's going to be a year of abundance. It's going to be a year of excess. It's going to be a year of harvest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great year. I'm going to see some things. How did that open up for me? But it is the year of our God.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do some things for us that we were looking for, that we were asking for.
Amen. I see that. I better know when to receive. All right, guys, look at this. The Lord showed me a vision and he showed me people in my hands. He said, I've given them all these tools, these talents, and abilities. Put their hands on their hands. He told me that the monster are these shows. And he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life of the clear. I want you to hold your hands up and say, you know what? I'm no longer sitting on my hands. What you have in your hands, I'm no longer sitting on my
hands.
What you have in your hands, talent and ability that the Lord has given you.
Yes.
It's time to walk in.
It's time. Y'all time to walk out.
You
talk about walk out on faith, and sometimes that means faith, there's nothing. But what you have on the inside of you, and I'm telling you, it'll manifest.
Mm-hmm.
It'll become real.
Mm-hmm.
It will become tangible.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, go with your gut, as they say. That.
Those of you who are joining us by Facebook Live, internet, don't belong to us. And we're going to take on every word that God has given us. So hold on your mirror and you tell yourself that. And if you feel late, share it on Facebook and put hashtag mind detox. Hashtag mind detox.
That's
Somebody
good.
Go ahead and put that in the thing so that those who are joining us on there, they will know. Mind detox. Hashtag mind detox. That's what we're doing over the next 3 weeks because we're being intentional about taking out the garbage. So serve an eviction notice to never return again so that it doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have room. You got something in your hand.
Yes.
Put it in your hand. It's time to walk in.
Yes.
It's time to walk in. Time to walk out there. Full potential. Let's see. Everybody trying to Facebook Live and Internet. So watch how I get text messages and chat notes when we get out. Guys, if you have a comment, even if you just want to share how something has blessed you tonight, if you want to share that, well, we can actually hear you. You're going to have to dial 927-2178. Or if you're on Facebook Live and you don't feel like dialing in, you have your phone near you, you can just go ahead and put in the comment over that and expound upon it like we've been doing with Ms. Sylvie Dodd never appears. So, such a blessing tonight. And guys, I hope you have been receiving and complete receiving because this is your year. This is your portion. We're going to be doing this mind detox, this intentionally seeing stuff, intentionally intentional about our words, being intentionally seeing things before seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally seeing them before you see them.
Mm-hmm. It's and you know, January month, you know, we start the year out, you know, on fat and diets and all this stuff because they're wanting to bring in the new year right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have fasted and still fasting, and it's a form of detoxing the physical body. Well, you know what? We're going to take the next 21 days and we're going to detox the mind. So every part of us, because, you know, we don't want to just look physically healthy, but mentally, you know, we're poison is running through our minds that's causing death to our destiny, our purposes in life. So, yes, we're going to have to deal with some things. We're going to have to evict some things. We're going to have to reject some thoughts that's coming through our mind greater. The Bible tells us to forget those things that are behind and to press toward the mark of the presence of a higher calling. So let me tell the truth. There is a higher calling for you. There is a higher dimension of faith that you can walk in of life and vitality and wellness, joy. And so that's going to take a mind detox.
Yes, yes. One of the things I love is the fact that many times you are doing something that your purpose to do. And I have a like was teaching. Teaching the Bible to children before God called her to actually start sharing.
It was 2000. Yeah, it's been about 15.
About 15 years. So after this, it was just on the job training.
Mm-hmm.
It was
it
on
was.
The job training.
It was.
So,
it is time. It's time for you to blow up, y'all. It is time for y'all to blow up, to come out, to be influential, to be expression. I'm telling you, you are so needed in the earth right now to make a mark. Can't be raised. I'm telling you, that's a good thing. And so let's do that.
I like that. You're so needed to make a mark. It can't be raised.
I said that you are so needed in this hour. Listen, there's many voices out here. There's so much going on social media, on television, through our radio, whatever. But it is so time for us. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That positive mark, that mark that is expressing the love of God. You got to come forth now. No more hiding. No more being closed off. But be who you are. Be what what you want to be, because you have you got the green light to go ahead and be who you are called to be.
Amen. Some people say amen. I agree.
Yeah.
Truth trumps the fact. Yes, guys, I'm telling you, it is time for you to walk in the fullness of what God has called you to, the full potential. You have it.
Yes.
Shoes. Nobody else could wear those shoes like you wear them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what somebody says. Well, you know what? I did this, and I did it, and I didn't know it. That's not your story. That superwoman and that time, you supergirl. So you go ahead, or if you're Superman, you go ahead and make a reality. You go ahead and make your legacy. For us to stop creating liabilities and leave legacy. It's legacy leaving time, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us to walk out with constitution. Yes. So it is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, it is.
Yes.
It is. It's your time. This is yours. Yours.
Amen.
It becomes us. Yes, it does become us. Amen. Amen. So, guys, if you have a question, one call. If you have a question or a comment and you're on Facebook Live, you can put it in the chat. Or if you want to ask over the phone, you have to dial in at 929-477-218. Or you can just leave a chat if you don't want to dial in and actually be a part of radio. Because it's actually going to be recorded on the radio as well. And so if you see any of the show, you can go back and watch the Facebook Live if you're on Facebook. Or if you are not Facebook, you can go to blogradio.com/onfireinspire. Everything is out, and you can listen to the recording. But I'm telling you, you don't want to miss any of this because it is your portion. You gain all of this. So, again, that number was 929-477-2978. About to show walking out full potential. Let's check the phone lines. They're trying to act bashful again. They're not doing it. But that's okay. You have a comment. You have to comment and share with us something they want us to reiterate.
Yeah.
Or if you something that you actually bless you for, share with it. Because there's someone blessed as well, or they needed that reminder. They needed that reminder that they need to detox their mind and purge all the thoughts that don't belong to them. They need to be reminded that it's not time for this mind to detox.
Yes.
They needed to be reminded that they understand that they have inheritance due to this kingdom of God and understand that Christ has done it for you. Then you got to understand that you have an inheritance. You know, royalty, you're not a beggar, you're not a pauper. You are a royalty and you have an inheritance.
Yes.
Understand who you are, what you are, you have any words for them tonight?
No, I just encourage you to take the challenge to detox your thoughts. And I'm telling you, as you think, so shall you be. Amen.
Amen.
So I look forward to hearing from you guys about your detox. Hopefully within 21 days we'll be able to come back and see who all took the challenge and how things have changed and transformed. I'm telling you, you'll be able to think clearly and think differently once you get this detox.
Amen. All right, and then again, guys, go ahead and share this with your friends and the Facebook Live will be there, but available for the radio show as well. So Apostle Zoe is going to pray us out. And guys, we love you. It is time to walk the potential.
Yes. Father, we thank you for this night, Father, just to be able to speak to your people. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you honor and praise. But your thought and your purpose and again, for is that we have life and that we have it more abundantly. And we thank you, O God, for allowing us to cross over 2017 into 2018 so that we can see your favor and your goodness in the life of the living person that is listening, every person that is watching. But Father, I thank you for moving on their lives and that they'll know that it's nobody but you. It's your grace and it's your mercy. And Father, I thank you for causing them to succeed and to prosper in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So thank you for the night. We'll see you want to follow her on Facebook, she is Andrea Zoe. So that's N-D-R-E-A Zoe. If you want to follow her, if you are in the theater area, all exclusive community cleaners, we've got to tell them that.
Yes.
And what's the first
time? That is 4943 Snap Finger Wood, and that is Sweet Bee 7.
Okay.
So we look forward to being able to chat. Yes, the National Ministries right here in Conyers, Georgia. That is 1503 Parker Road, CG. Every Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Saturday Night Live, because we are moving off of the Holy Ghost. We're spirit-led. So we want you to come out and receive the word of the Lord, be encouraged, and receive the prophetic is in the house, the worship is there, and so God is there. Amen.
One thing, if you're in the Columbus area or surrounding area, there's a conference called the TA Conference.
Is the 28th, is that 26th and the 27th? That is a Friday and a Saturday. The Tennessee is actually the people's core relationships, us getting together, single, doesn't matter your day, your marriage, whatever, we want you to come out. It's about relationships.
Amen. The mental detox time. So again, if you want to follow her, she's Andrea Boy, E-N-D-R-A. And she's cleaning. You want to go dry cleaning done. Saturday Night Live service here in the country area at 1303 Road City. Bible studies on Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday night.
Same address,
uh-huh.
7:30 p.m. So thank you guys again for joining us. For him, I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. It's John's music.net, and that's John's music.net. Peace Within, Finding Peace Within, A Journey of a Smile Prayer Journal by Lisa L. Dalton, Rod's Hair and Beauty Bar, Unique Expression by Design with Angela Houston, Heaven Song with Lynch, InspiredJewelsForYou.com, in your file, jewelry. Then that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. And also, don't forget, guys, I'm in the place. It's all about me. Make sure that you come out and support. It's all about me. April 20th and 22nd, we have 2 shows at Fort Townsville. It's all about me. I will be a part of the cast. Now, don't be looking for me to be the star actress, because I'm not. But come on. Go to even find out more tickets. I will actually be out of the are selling as well, and then we will see if we can sell them. Have some at the outlet people who have businesses. We pick them up, so we'll find more about that. But go to bandwagon.com. It's all about me. April 21st and 22nd. Those 2 shows will be at 4 p.m. at the Porter Studio. Love you guys. Don't forget about Mind Detox. Your different things to help people detox their minds over the next 3 weeks, and then put hashtag Mind Detox. I am a little business of Zoe. Love you guys. It's time. Walk out your full potential.
Yes.
Have a good night.